It's town and country time.
Riding down to Santa Fe. Soon I hit the valley, then I'm on my way. See that sun sinking low in the west. On the trail I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old Pinto. Gonna see a preacher about a gal.
This is Mark Hamilton saying welcome to Town and Country Time, presented transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with this station. Town and Country Time features the best in country and folk music, and of course, the biggest stars. As usual, Jimmy Dean and the Texas Wildcats are on hand to provide our music, and our special guest is Capitol recording star Deacon Andy Griffiths. And here to tell you all about it is our music man, Mr. Jimmy Dean.
Thank you so much, Mark Hamilton. A great big cheerful howdy to all you nice folks out there everywhere. As Mark told you, we've got a real special guest on Town and Country Time today, Deacon Andy Griffiths. We're going to have him with us in just a little bit. If you folks will put up with me for about 2.5 minutes, I'd like to sing a song for you, one called We've Gone Too Far. Now our first affair was just a dare to tempt our passion's greed. I slipped around with you and found the kind of love I need. Now on the sly, both you and I are deep in love somehow. And here we are, we've gone too far to ever turn back now. Fun. And if we've made a bad mistake, I'm not sorry that it's done. Though you belong to someone else and another has my vow, here we are, we've gone too far to ever turn back now. Special guest, the guy that we've kind of been looking forward to having here on Town and Country Time for a long, long time. And we've had a whole lot of cards and letters saying try to get him. He's that Capitol recording artist, the boy that did What It was Football and Swan Lake and a whole slew of hit recitations. I think that's what you call them. We'd like to say howdy to him at this time, Deacon Andy Griffith. What do you say? Let's break time.
Well, no, I appreciate it. But, no, you're telling about that Swan Lake. Actually, that was something. It's a kind of a ballet, you know. And I went to see it, and I enjoyed it. I really did, every minute of it. And them women sure can broad jump. what I mean to tell you, get about. And the fine thing about it is they're not allowed to say nothing out loud. No, but every time they move anything, it means something.
I see.
And every step has got a French name to it. Now, this Swan Lake opens up on this young prince that is having his coming-of-age birthday party. And all the guests come up, and they're doing a step called the pas de trois. And that's where you circle your foot three times and kind of, you know, kick up high.
Yeah.
And that means there's going to be good times had tonight. and we may be up till three.
Yeah.
And while they was doing that, while all these swans come up on the stage, and they're being led by one great big white swan in particular that was wearing a gold crown.
Yeah.
So the boys very quiet got their rifles and party trod over to them. It was just before a killing them swans. When all of a sudden, as if by magic, that was wearing the gold crown, disappeared. And there standing in its place was this beautiful young girl. And she was doing a step called the Rounds of Jamba. That looks like that. And that means, I am a girl.
Yeah.
And she was, too. Now, I'm sorry to tell you. And so right off, don't you see, right off, the prince knowed he was in love of her. And he done a step called the fouet. And that's where you hold one finger up and one hand down and just kindly turn, you know, and look. And that means I think you're the prettiest thing I've ever seen, and I'm going to kiss you. And he started to, but the girl done a step called the pas de deux. And that means take your cotton-picking hands off of my shoulder. And, well, he was a pretty good boy, and he stopped right where he was at. But as it turned out, don't you see, all of them swans was really pretty girls. And they had this curse put on them saying they couldn't never be girls again until some young boy would give his life for them. And why, when the prince learned of it, he done a kind of a muscle-flexing manly that meant I'll give my life for them. And so this great rain come, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it wasn't no ordinary rain. It was a frog strangler. The water kept coming up and a coming up and a coming up, and the prince took this young girl up on this high heel. See, he thought he'd put in what time he could while he had the chance. But it didn't help much. The water kept on coming up, and it got up about chin high, and then they done a step called the soubresaut. And that's where you get up on your toes and wave. Like that, you know? And that means I am drowning. And they did. They did. They all drowned. The boys and the swans and everybody. But you see, what the prince didn't know, and that's what makes it such a pretty story, was that they all come to life again. And the boys, they were still boys. But the swans was all pretty girls. And so the prince, he married that and that was, wearing the gold crown. And the rest of the boys, they took their pick of what was left. And they wound up the ballet doing a step called the Ensemble à la Quatrimer à la Derrière. And I don't know, boys, I don't know for sure what that means, but I think I do. And pay close attention to it now. I think that it means save your Confederate money, boys. The South's gonna rise again.
Hamlin, if you think you can, we'd like to hear very special words from you. We would.
All right, Jimmy. I have something here that says, for women only. And here in small print, it says, for women only between the ages of 18 to 34 and single. Well, that can only mean one thing. An appeal to young ladies to join the Women's Army Corps. Yes, ma'am. For women only. Get full information from your local United States Army recruiting station. And remember, gals, you'll enjoy life more in the Women's Army Corps. Right, Jimmy?
And right you are, Mark Hamilton. You know, we're awful glad to have Deacon Andy Griffin with us. Griffith. He said pronounce it with a T-H, so it's Deacon Andy Griffith. And you folks' cards and letters are what brought him on the show. And if you'd like to have him back or if you'd like to have any other artist here on Town and Country Time, you write us here at Town and Country Time in care of the United States Army Band, Fort Myer, Virginia. Drop us a card and we'll do our very best to play the tune you want or get the artist you want here on Town and Country Time. Right now we're going to call on Buck Ryan and the fiddle and one called the Beaumont Rag. If you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Any quicker than that, I'll bet you. That's Buck Ryan and Roy Clark doing a little picking on the guitar with a fine old tune called The Beaumont Rag. And do you know that what happened, that what it was, is we've done run out of time. By golly. We would like to thank once again our very special guest, Deacon Andy Griffith of Capitol Records. We hope to have him back with us time and time again. We get a big kick out of him, not only on the microphone, but when he's standing around talking to you. He's just as funny. Well, we got to scoot out here. We've had a grand time being over at your house. Hope you'll invite us again next week about the same time. Until then, speaking to the whole gang on Town and Country Time, this is your good buddy Jimmy Dean saying ever so much good luck to you. God bless you and everybody at your house.
Riding down to Santa Fe, soon I hit the valley that I'm on the way. See that sun sinking low in the west, on the trail I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old bit goes, gonna see a preacher about a gal.
Country Time is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army in cooperation with this station. Music by Jimmy Dean and the Texas Wildcats. Our special guest today, Deacon Andy Griffith. This program was produced and directed by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army, and this is Mark Hamilton speaking, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Town and Country Time. And in the meantime, reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army, you serve your country and yourself. I'm sorry.